When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
I'm Lori Gottlieb. I'm the author of Maybe You Should Talk to Someone, and I write the Dear Therapist Advice column for The Atlantic.
And I'm Guy Winch. I'm the author of Emotional First Aid, and I write the Dear Guy Advice column for TED. And this is Dear Therapists. This week, we're going to check in on a guest from season two to hear how they're doing a year later.
First, a quick note. Dear Therapists is for informational purposes only. It does not constitute medical or psychological advice and is not a substitute for professional healthcare advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician, mental health professional, or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical or psychological condition. By submitting a letter, you are agreeing to let iHeartMedia use it in part or in full, and we may edit it for length and clarity. In the sessions you'll hear, all names have been changed for the privacy of our guests. So today we're catching up with Doug, and his episode was called Doug's Fear of Intimacy. And a year ago, Doug was finally in a healthy, loving relationship after the breakup of a long-term relationship that left a lot of emotional scars. And we tried to help him to understand why intimacy was so scary for him and how much his earlier romantic relationship affected him and how he could be vulnerable in his current relationship in order to feel safe and cared for. Here's what was going on with him back then.
I feel like I can be much more open and honest with Lucas, and I feel like I have been. There are definitely times when I get in my head or I don't feel comfortable being super open about how I'm feeling. He'll ask me, and I think that's kind of where I struggle is he'll ask me and I'll say everything's fine, and he'll ask me again and I can feel myself getting angry. Even though he's not doing it because he has OCD, I think I still have those thoughts where if somebody asks me the same question a couple of times, I just tense up.
Doug was also dealing with the fact that his parents didn't want to acknowledge that he was gay. And so this was another area where he couldn't express himself authentically.
You're listening to Dear Therapists from iHeartRadio. We'll be back after a short break.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? It's easy for people to ignore their social batteries and spread themselves thin, especially at this time of year, when gatherings are picking up again after the winter. But it's important to find the right amount of socializing for you and still give yourself the time to recharge. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. And when you're feeling worn out from socializing, therapy can help give you the tools you need to take care of yourself and recharge. Because a full battery is the key to a full life. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DearTherapist today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DearTherapist.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
So now let's hear how things are going for Doug a year later.
Hey, Guy and Lori. A lot has happened since I spoke with you last. I quit the job that I hated, started grad school, and bought a house. I feel like once I started finding my own voice, I realized there was a lot in my life that I kind of just let happen to me. For so long, I was worried what others would think or say that I let them decide what was best for me. Now I am discovering what I want out of my own life. Lucas and I are still together, and he has been so supportive during all these changes. There were many times when I was anxious and scared, but instead of holding those inside and dealing with them alone, I allowed myself to be open and vulnerable with him. It has been incredibly freeing not having to bottle those feelings up and trusting that Lucas is there for me in those moments. Max's mom ended up passing away from pancreatic cancer shortly after our session, and that was one of the hardest moments of my life. It was difficult losing such an important person to me. I've never cried so hard in front of someone the way that I did in front of Lucas. He held me and let me cry, and I'm not sure I've ever felt so safe with someone like I did then. I think because of that, it has allowed me to be open about certain things in our relationship that we needed to deal with. I remember Lori saying that in the past, I have been afraid that bringing up issues will cause the relationship to break. But in reality, not bringing up those issues is what will cause the relationship to break. I have thought about that many times when I've been scared to address things, but it has motivated me to push through that anxiety and to talk about it. And you were right. It has only gotten easier the more that I've done it. A few months after I sent that letter to my family, I ended up spending some time with them in person. At one point, my mom said, "We want you to be in a happy and loving relationship in the way that God defines it." I felt really hurt by that, and honestly, I completely shut down. But as I thought about it more, I decided I needed to stand up for myself in person, not just in a letter. I worked up the courage to address the comment with them and shared how it felt to hear what they said. I told them that they continue to disregard and ignore who I am telling them that I am, and that it's a part of me that will never go away. I told them that I am proud of and love who I am, and that it has taken me a long time to be able to say that. I reminded them of the letter and said that I cannot keep having this conversation with them, that I meant what I said about not continuing a relationship if they could not stop saying such hurtful things. They were defensive at first, but I really stuck to my guns and redirected the conversation back to how I felt and what I expected moving forward. They later came and apologized for what they said and said they sometimes forget that I'm a 32-year-old man and am free to make my own decisions. Something Guy pointed out was that I was comfortable sharing how other people felt, but rarely was able to speak to my own true feelings. I never realized I did that until I listened back to the session and heard how little I spoke of my feelings and how limited my vocabulary of those feelings was. I've been on quite the exploration since our session and have been trying to be more in tune with who I am and what I am feeling. Opening up to the two of you was a huge first step towards finding myself. I was ready to change, but felt so stuck and didn't know where to start. I don't feel like the same person I was a year ago, and I'm sure a year from now, listening back to this, I'll feel the same way again. I can't thank you enough for having me on the show. I truly had a transformational year because of it. Thank you. Take care.
Well, Doug said he had a truly transformational year, and he truly did. We like to say as therapists that people often change gradually, then suddenly. So when people write to us, they're typically wanting some change, and you can tell from how they handle the homework who's actually ready, which is different from wanting change, and who's not quite there. Doug was clearly there, even that first week. He really dived into the homework and he did some difficult things that moved him really far outside of his comfort zone, like that exercise we gave him with Lucas, and then also confronting his family who refused to acknowledge that he's gay and that he had a loving partner. So there were so many changes. He quit his job, he started grad school, he bought a house. So because he was ready, it's not surprising that once the train had left the station, it wasn't going to stop.
I'm smiling when you're saying that because that's a little bit the image I had listening to him, that it's this freight train that's just like, I'm going forward now and everyone better get out of the way kind of thing in a good way. And I think that it was amazing to hear because, yes, he said he found his own voice and he really has. In the session, he confronted his family by writing an email to them. And if I recall, it took them a while to respond to it. But here, he did it on the phone. And not just he did it on the phone, he did it in a much clearer way. I cannot be in a relationship with you if you cannot accept who I am, if you don't respect my basic personhood. And when they try and redirect, no, he brings them back to it and insists again. That is truly assertive. That is truly finding your own voice. Insisting that if you want to be in a relationship with me, if you love me, then you have to accept me. That was lovely to hear. And the other thing I really thought was amazing to hear, he remembered that I said that he's been paying too much attention to other people's feelings rather than his own. And here he was able to, when he was grieving, really pay attention to his own feelings, lean on Lucas, get that embrace for him, be vulnerable and sad with him. And as he said, feeling so, so safe with Lucas, that's him really prioritizing his feelings and his needs and not worrying about how that will come across to Lucas. That was great to hear too.
Yeah, he's really breaking these longstanding patterns that he had in all of his relationships with his parents, with Max, the ex-boyfriend, and learning how to do something different with Lucas. I'm really glad he remembered that moment in the session when he was really concerned that bringing something up would cause relationships to break, to end. And we reminded him that talking about something will not cause a relationship to break. It's not talking about something that will cause a relationship to break. And if talking about something does cause a relationship to break, that is not the relationship that you want to be in.
And I want to just go back to what you said about him being ready. This is what you see when someone is ready. They will make changes in almost every area of their lives because when you are changing something internally, it should be reflected in all kinds of areas of your life. And here he was, quitting his job, starting school, strengthening his relationship with his boyfriend, and trying to change the relationship with his family into a much healthier one. So he was firing on all cylinders. And that's what's so gratifying to see. When you're ready for change, it can happen all around you.
Next week, we're checking in with Melissa, who had trouble tolerating her children's emotions, to hear how she's doing 1 year later.
I don't think I typically will respond with a lot of empathy. I feel like almost a repulsion to the child, like, just get away from me, just go away, leave me alone. I mean, I get to the point where, like, I feel like I hate the child.
If you're enjoying our podcast, don't forget to subscribe for free so that you don't miss any episodes. And please help support Dear Therapist by telling your friends about it and leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews really help people to find the show.
If you have a dilemma you'd like to discuss with us, email us at laurieandguy@iheartmedia.com. Our executive producer is Noel Brown. We're produced and edited by Josh Fisher. Additional editing support by Helena Rosen, John Washington, and Zachary Fisher. Our interns are Ben Bernstein, Emily Gutierrez, and Silva Lifton. And special thanks to our podcast fairy godmother, Katie Couric. We can't wait to see you at our next session. Dear Therapist is a production of iHeartRadio.
Fish food.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy.
Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.